Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kirk Cousins joins us in 25 minutes on Grant and Danny, exclusively right here on 106.7 The Fan on a Victory Monday. It is time to get to your calls on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. That's 800-636-1067. Danny, I've got one more surprise gasser for you, if you don't mind.
I do not mind at all, sir. Indulge yourself.
Gasser.
So I saw this on Deadspin this morning. I don't know if you've seen this, but if you haven't, I think you're going to get a really good laugh out of this. You know that we both like Dick Stockton, but we also both like to point out that Dick Stockton has lost his fastball.
Yeah, he's throwing 75 out of the bullpen these days.
Did you see what he did yesterday?
I didn't, actually.
Okay, so he's calling Rams-Jags. It's 24-14 score, minute left in the second quarter. What you're going to hear is a Ron Burgundy moment where he reads what's on the teleprompter. So they've got a graphic up on the screen, and you hear him refer to, like, read what's on the graphic. And he just says it, and everyone has to act like he didn't say it, and then they continue with the game broadcast. This was live yesterday on Fox.
On the Visa Halftime Report, Kurt Terry, Howie, Michael, and Tony look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
Well, sometimes young offensive tackle right there.
Look on graphic for the final two bullet points. Look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
And then they just continue with the game broadcast as if he didn't just read what was on the card in front of him that was telling him how to do his job.
Well, sometimes offensive linemen want to block other men that are in front of them. That's perfect.
By the way, was that Mark Schlereth's voice? Is he calling games on Fox
now? Is he with Dick Stockton? I the pairings are always morphing, but I've heard Schlereth. I think he was on one of those calls yesterday. So, because I'm watching Red Zone, it's going back and forth so quickly, so I've definitely lost track. I don't know if it was a David Deal situation. I feel like it was a pretty meaty former offensive lineman making that call.
Schlereth is first team color commentator you make fun of, by the way, because he is the most hat on a hat, let's get tough and physical guy that's ever lived.
First team, I'll get low and fire off.
Sometimes, young offensive tackle
That's Schlereth, yeah, definitely.
That's definitely cool.
Let's get to the phones. 800-636-1067. That's the gasser I'll give to my boy Dick Stockton.
Let's go to Jared in Germantown, a very patient Jared. Jared, what's up, man? Game balls and gassers.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Got it.
So I want to give, unfortunately, two gassers. The first one, I think the problem with the run game, we're running so much out of shotgun, especially on first down. We've had so much more quick 3-4 yard gains when we're running from under center. And my second point is I have a gasser for the fans. We underestimate the value of experience in this league. All we ever want to do is say, hey, Samaje Perine's done after three games. And, hey, we need to put in Mac Brown. I mean, look at Ryan Grant. Look at Chris Thompson. Look at the experience they've gained and how much more they're producing now.
Appreciate the call. I think in general the point's correct. You got to be patient. And Perine has not been as bad as everyone wants to pretend he's been. Thompson averaged less yesterday per carry than he did. Mac Brown averaged less yesterday than he did. He was not good by any means. Nobody was good. No one could run the ball. There have been runs where he's left yards on the field clearly. He's a kid running back. He needs more reps, so I agree with that point. But in general, I would say that they need more out of Samaje Perine. I think that they do some of their best carrying of the football out of the gun. I don't want more under center. I want more shotgun spread because what you get is less guys in the box and more of an opportunity for RPO run pass options where Kirk Cousins can check into some quick hot stuff on the outside for 4 and 5 yards. So I actually like how often they run it out of the gun.
Yeah, to me, GP, them going jumbo, them trying to push people around is the worst thing they do. You saw it on that on the 3rd and 1 where two tight ends in the game who are incapable of blocking defenders. Let both guys go, swinging gate style, and it was a disaster. I hate when they try to go big. I love when they spread people out because you're probably not gonna hit the home runs there where, you know, if 8-9 guys are stacked at the line of scrimmage and you get through that first line of defense and that's it. You're probably limited to 4, 5, 6, 7 yards, maybe, because there are enough defenders around. I will take that 1,000 times out of 1,000. I want them to run out of spread formations and three wide receiver sets and things like that. I hate them trying to get big and physical and machismo and pushing guys around. 800-636-1067. Game balls and gassers time here on Grant. Danny, let's go to Ray in Leesburg. Go get it, Ray.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's up, man?
I listen to you guys every day. First time calling in, so I appreciate you taking my call.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm giving my game ball to Cousins, mainly because of his scrambling yesterday. You know, the one time they had the broken play, and he just took off, and he was aggressive, and he moved the chains. Thought he managed that well. And then the running touchdown was key. I think that may have been the dagger for the 49ers. I think he managed the game well, even though he had those, a few bad passes. I like that he used his legs a little bit yesterday.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate that. Hey, GP, what about that? That's something he's talked to us about, talking about Cousins.
We can ask him about this at 11, 20 minutes from now. Look, he's gotten a lot better at pulling the ball down and scrambling. It's something he was cognizant and conscious of. He wanted to do more of this season, and he is. I got the numbers right here in front of me. I wrote them down yesterday. Rushed for 48 yards in 2015, his first year as a starter. 2016, last year, rushed for 96 yards. This year, through five games, he's already rushed for 103 yards. So he's already got more rushing yards than he had at any point in his career. He's got a third of his career rushing yards. The other two-thirds coming in his first five seasons. This is a guy that is making plays with his feet. He's extending plays. You're seeing some growth in this regard. He also, by the way, is throwing fewer interceptions each and every year, it feels like. I mean, this was not a problem the last 2 years. He had 11 and 15, 12 and 16. Right now, he's on pace for close to 30 touchdowns and around 10 interceptions. That would be a really brilliant ratio if he could continue this pace for 11 more games. I think that's going to be difficult to do.
Yeah, without question. Let's go to Moise in Manassas. Moise, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
I want to go ahead and give a game ball to Trent Williams just because he was questionable in that. He's so, so tough, and I love him so much. With Ty and Seki out, I don't even know how much pressure Kirk would be under if we had insert name.
It's a great point. Your phone cut out a little bit. TJ Clemmings is the name we're inserting. Jay Gruden apparently told Trent Williams, from what I read yesterday, hey, man, if you can go at all, I really need you. And Trent said, say no more. This is the toughest athlete I've ever covered, and I've covered a bunch of sports. I say this all the time. It's probably the story I overuse more than anything else for my time on the beat. But he used to not walk on Wednesday or Thursday. Wouldn't even come down to the practice field because he couldn't move. He'd play on Sunday. This is a leader. This is a guy that makes the Pro Bowl every year. I mean, we're talking about a potential Hall of Fame-type tackle if he could string together 7 or 8 more dominant seasons.
He was so good in this game, I thought. Well, not normal, healthy, mauling Trent Williams, but a couple different times. You saw him again out in space running, and you're like, how are you even doing that? I know you're in so much darn pain. He really was impressive. I have a couple other notes I wanted to give, and still room for phone calls here, 800-636-1067. My frustration, and I want to know what you think about this. I thought Vernon Davis in general, you touched on it, that's a matchup advantage. Him against a second linebacker, most safeties, et cetera. I generally, though, just get so frustrated when I know the call went against the Redskins there and it shouldn't have. I thought it was a bogus call, but there's just something about it to me that just bothers me. Hold on to the football. Like, you know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? It frustrated me so badly that it's even up for debate, that there's even a chance for it to be overturned or a chance for a bad call to be made against you. Just covet that football and hold on to it. It's so damn critical. That really bugged me about that yesterday. Kind of lost in that whole the Redskins got screwed thing.
I agree with your frustration. I just think that's football happening. I mean, this is not, to me, on par with dropping a pass that's thrown directly to you and you need to find a way to corral it. You got multiple people who are large men hitting and dragging you to the ground and your body's being contorted in weird ways and it's uncomfortable and it's painful and they're ripping the pigskin out as you're fighting for more yards. Yeah, I'd prefer him not to fumble, but there were a lot of fumbles around the league yesterday. There are always going to be. It's part of the game. I would just like the review to correctly be assessed thereafter so that it wasn't first and goal from the two and you weren't scoring another touchdown to make it 17 unanswered and to tie the game. Let's get to more game balls and gassers at 800-636-1067 if you've got them next. Also want to go around the NFC East. A stunning win for the Giants. The Eagles look legit. We saw them on Thursday night. Kirk Cousins in about 15 minutes right here on Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.